Today's reading passage is the end of the love chapter, emphasizing the importance of the of love. And we have hope. We need hope to look forward to heavenly life. And we need faith to be saved. But what is the most important is love. Love is the nature of God. So if we are children of God, we will cultivate spiritual love. So only when we cultivate spiritual love can we go into the city of New Jerusalem, which is the culmination of love. And faith and hope, we need them while we are living on this earth, but faith and hope are not necessary once we go to heavenly kingdom, but love lasts forever. So, ergo, the importance of love is emphasized in today's reading passage. But I'm not getting into the importance of love in this message, but I'd like to talk about how we should reply this verse to our lives. Of course, all children of God must have faith, hope, and love. Otherwise, we are no different from unbelievers. We are saved, we receive the salvation, we believe in the life to come. But soon after, unless we keep faith, hope, and love, the faith we have will disappear. We thought we believed, we thought we had hope, and we believed that Jesus died for us, for our sins. But unless we keep them all the time, they might just disappear. And after that, faith is gone, hope and love is gone, they might just think that there's no life after death, so they're not going to be saved. And they will live a life that is no different from that of the unbelievers. Once I said, without God being there for us, it is so dangerous for us to come out of the house. Now, this world is so full of evil. They fight and quarrel and I feel afraid to come outside. But of course, that doesn't mean being in the house all the time is safe, absolutely safe. There might be any kind of accident. So without the grace of God, it is very difficult to live just one day on this earth. But even though there are difficulties and hardships, if we believe in the Father God, we know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, so we can rejoice. So, I'm going to talk about the fact that we can overcome any kind of test with faith, hope, and love. And also, I'd like you to check what kind of faith, hope, and love you had in the past. You have to actually check yourselves. If you go before the Father God at the end of the world, and if your faith is proven to be nothing, then it's a big problem. So to avoid that kind of situation, you can check your faith now. You might think you have faith now, But you might want to thoroughly check yourselves as to whether you really had faith. Based on this verse about faith, hope, and love. So you can really actually check yourselves. You might have thought your faith is good, but if you didn't really show your faith, it means you didn't have faith. When you're full of happiness and joy, you are full of hope of heaven, but when there are things that are not in accordance with your thoughts, then you don't feel there is heaven, and you're not happy, then it means you didn't have faith, hope, and love. So that is your actual situation. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. How can we examine ourselves? We can examine ourselves through the hardships and difficulties that we face. And in those difficulties, what kind of faith are we showing? What kind of faith and hope do we have? Are we showing in those difficult situations? That is how you can examine yourselves. So you really need to thoroughly examine yourselves, scrutinize yourselves. Without tests, your faith cannot grow. Without hardships, trials, your faith cannot increase. So for your faith to increase, you have to face hardships and trials. Of course, you can overcome hardships with faith, but even if your faith is little, when you face hardships, if you think about the forefathers of faith, the patriarchs, and if you try to follow their examples, and if you actually overcome the tests, then your faith can increase. It's like the students. They don't study hard, but right before the final exam, they study hard. It is something similar. Usually they don't study hard, but before the exam, if they study hard, they have some knowledge remaining, even after the exam. So if you show your faith in tests and trials, then your faith can increase, and you'll be able to please God. So I would like us to check ourselves, our faith, and whatever was lacking, let us fix it. Let us fill it up so that we can become true children of God. The things that we are going through right now, I'm really thankful that you've been overcoming them. But we should also check ourselves and apply the message to ourselves so that we'll be praised by God. That He'll be able to say to us that you've done well. Well done. So that He'll be able to bless us. And we'll be able to, we'll be qualified to enter the city of New Jerusalem. So first, what do they do if you have faith? If they have faith, hope and love. They believe in the Almighty God. And they have faith not just in good times, but also in bad times, hardships. But rather they shine in difficult times. So they believe that God will work for the good of everything. So they will rely on God. In good times, we rely on God. We rejoice, we give thanks, we give glory to God. But the true faith is shown and revealed in difficult times. In those difficult times, you show your faith before God. This is the difference between us and unbelievers. In difficult times, they get disappointed, they fall into despair, and they try to look for some helpers, some people who can help them. But if they can't find anybody who can help them, they will fall into even greater despair. But those who believe in God, they believe that God will solve every problem. So they will just focus on pleasing God so that God can take care of all the problems. So how great faith this is. So going through all these things, I thought to myself, faith is something so great. In difficult situations, when I was getting disappointed, when I think about the will of God, I get strength from within myself. So I thought to myself, faith is so great. Faith is something so great. If I had little faith, then what would I have done? How would I have been able to overcome each day? So I was very thankful to God the Father who gave me this faith, and also to the shepherd who raised me, who trained me, who led me this way. Last Thursday, I was in so much sorrow, and many of you members, and I, in Daniel prayer meeting, I had this very sad face. I'm sorry about that, and many people had to worry, but because I had so much expectation for that day, and that's how I overcame each day. But Thursday itself, I couldn't control myself. I didn't want to show that kind of sorrow before the church members. But and then I couldn't control my sorrow, and I was surprised at myself that I could cry so much. And I wanted to show only good things to the church members, and I prayed to the Father God that I wanted to show only good face to the church members. And so I thought to myself, because I tried to control myself, it was God who let me do that, to be able to control myself all those days. And on Thursday, I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't control myself. And but after that, I didn't cry any longer, anymore. So God is giving me the strength. And also, the power of God is still taking place. The ministry of the shepherd is still going on. And without the shepherd and without the holiness gospel, who would be able to do this world evangelism? Who would be able to do that? And God filled my heart with this hope again, so I could eat again, I could smile again. So from Friday, I returned to normal. But no, I was even more strengthened. And we will accomplish the things that the Father will do through Manmin. And Thursday, I prayed to God, saying, Father, we were so safe standing behind the shepherd. And even while he was not here with us, we just thought he would come back to us quickly. But we should have encouraged ourselves even more. I received so many text messages from the church members, encouraging texts. And I was encouraged, strengthened very much. And let me just, I will read some of them out to you, because I'd like to please the Father God, and we'd like to keep going, keep running. For the glory of God, there were so many text messages, but I'd like to introduce to you, read out to you only some of them as the conclusion. And reading those text messages, I was very encouraged. And so this is how God the Father has been molding us in faith. We are just waiting for the will of God to be fulfilled. That's what the shepherd has been doing, and we would like to do it too. Because all the work was done by the shepherd alone. And while he is not here, we just said we are waiting for him. We're trying our best. But I realized that we didn't really do our best. I felt sorry before God that I didn't really do my best. And it is to keep the church. Isn't it the way to go to New Jerusalem? We can't just go to New Jerusalem. Those who can go to New Jerusalem, they are faithful with all their life. There's no guarantee that just because you are man-made members, you will go to New Jerusalem. You have to obey the teachings of the Bible of the shepherd, and only those who are faithful with all their life, they can go to New Jerusalem. When we were at peace, we just did everything easy. But when we face this kind of a hardship, you know, you make up your mind. Many of you, especially many people, they became many cell group leaders. They made up their mind to keep the flock instead of on behalf of the shepherd. And so I was challenged by these cell leaders. So, you know, when we are going through difficulties, we don't really understand at the moment what the will of God is. But after, we understand the will of God. So our time of waiting is extended, and this is the time for us to voluntarily be changed to become the actual, we have to have the sense of ownership of the church. And we didn't have to try to do that. Your heart is already made up. This difficulty that we are facing, this difficulty given allowed to the senior pastor, all these things made us show our faith, the true value of our faith. So we please God. This hardship is making us more of a leaders, more of a church workers. And God is giving us a lot of extra points through this. I hope we will not be sad or sorrowful or mourn. When I did mourn, I lost all my strength and I lost weight. So we shouldn't be doing that. We have so much to do. We have to reveal the truth to the world, and we have to keep the flock of the shepherd. And so whatever was happening in the church, whatever we were doing, should we stop, or do we have to keep on doing whatever the charitable work we are doing, whatever the world evangelism we are doing? What should we do? So in order to do that, we shouldn't be saddened and lose strength and lose heart, but we have to keep on going with more strength. Of course, in the Friday Olight service, I saw that, should we be sad about this? But the special praise was very good, but your clapping was a bit less powerful than before. But let us wipe away our tears, and let us go forward. If I speak like this, maybe some of you, I hope there is nobody who will misunderstand me saying, oh, Pastor Sujin Lee has been waiting for this moment to take over the church. You know, she's been waiting for the senior pastor to be confined. Even though there were so many lies about me, I never said anything. I never gave any excuses. I never gave any explanations, because most of you don't believe it, believe them anyway. You know that they are groundless lies. You know them. You know it very well. So I never said anything about it. I never said anything about false accusations or anything like that. I was just thinking to myself, as in Matthew chapter 5, if I'm persecuted for the Lord, it's my blessing. It's my rewards in heaven. But we will have to now, it's a time to go forward. So you shouldn't think I've been wanting to put the senior pastor in jail or anything like that. My only wish is to keep the flock of the shepherd, to keep the church, and to fulfill the will of God together. So when the senior pastor comes back, we will be able to see him with happiness. And because I'm saying we should be happy and encouraged to do the ministry when the situation is sad, it doesn't mean that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 9 says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." The Apostle Paul had faced a lot of hardships. He was crushed. He was persecuted. But he didn't despair. There was no way out. It seems there is no way out. But he didn't say, "It's so hard." But he said he was afflicted in every way, but not crushed. He was persecuted, but not forsaken. Being persecuted doesn't mean God forsook us. The Lord told us, if you're persecuted for my name, it's your blessing. Great is your reward in heaven. So Paul also thought about the rewards in heaven he would receive. He thought about the will of God so he could overcome. So this is the action of those who have faith. But to rely on God, we must not have any wall of sin. Those who have walls of sin, if they face difficulties, they lose strength, they lose heart, they lose joy. So they have to be bedridden. But those who have faith, without any reason, they might be persecuted. So in those situations, their faith will shine, so that they can please God. So as they keep going with faith, they will understand the will of God through that hardship. Sometimes you hear groundless rumors about you, complete lies, and if you despair, then if you get depressed, it means you don't have true faith. What if you have true faith? You will first think about whether or not you've done anything wrong to your neighbors, to your brothers. And without any of those things, if you are still persecuted, then you will just rejoice and try to find the will of God. And also pray that all these misunderstandings will go away. And you will also try to pray to understand the will of God contained in those hardships. Then the Holy Spirit will let you understand. It means that those trials are given to increase your faith. And also the patriarchs, even though they faced difficulties, hardships, they still had joy in their heart. They were never despaired. They were never depressed. So when you realize the will of God, that trial will turn into blessings. So to turn this trial into blessings, you have to have the faith to rely on God. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4 says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Through the tests, God makes you perfect. So you believe in that God and just please God with goodness and love. Through the trials, God wants something from you. So find what it is that God wants from you and just do it so that you can. This is a chance for your faith to increase. So through these situations, current situations, many of you say, this is a time to separate the chaff and the wheat, chaff from the wheat. It means they are wheat. And also, they say, until now, the shepherd has been protecting us, keeping us, and waiting for us and enduring with us. And now we are waiting for him with faith. We will keep the church and keep the flock. How wonderful. What a wonderful profession of faith this is. Who gave us this faith? God the Father gave us this faith, and also the deeds of the shepherd have been teaching us so we could learn from his examples. So this is a chance for us to be changed, for us to be more faithful, for us to be able to go into New Jerusalem. So those who have faith, They will rely on God in tests and trials, so they will not despair. And they will just wait for the will of God to be fulfilled. And those who have faith, they will not worry or be concerned during the trials, but they will keep on praying with thanksgiving and joy. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." In hardships, be anxious? Be concerned? No. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Oh, I overcome all the trials, but I don't have strength to pray. Pray. It means you don't have faith. You can't overcome the trials. For the trials to end quickly and to overcome quickly is to pray with thanksgiving and joy. The message I'm trying to deliver to you is not just about the current situations, but I'd like you to check yourselves about all the trials in the past. Did you overcome with thanksgiving and joy? Or did you just suffer and did you just, did they just end just because time passed? Some people, they stop praying, or even though they pray, they just sit in the church, but they don't pray with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It means then they don't have the strength of God. They don't have the faith of God. It means they are not seeing the sunlight behind the thick clouds. So they just pray with the sorrow and mourning. But if you pray fervently, even in the trials, you will understand. You will wait for the will of God to be fulfilled. You have the faith that if God begins to work, things will turn, be changed in an instant. We had this special Daniel prayer meeting during these situations. If you are leaders and if you don't come to prayer, then if you have to see whether you really had faith or you really loved the shepherd. We can't say you really had faith. You should have prayed for the church, for the shepherd. You should have fasted and prayed. But of course, many people, many leaders, they prayed. And sometimes I feel sorry when I see them pray. Sometimes they are tired. Sometimes they are discouraged. And if you pray that way, you can't receive the strength of God. But as you pray fervently, you will be able to receive the help of the Holy Spirit from above, so that you will be able to overcome any kind of hardship. That's what you do when you have faith. But if you don't have true faith, and if you don't pray fervently enough, then you will see the difficulties, the hardships in reality, the current situation. Then you will be depressed, and you might even complain against God. But that will only lead to a greater hardship. So if you don't solve the problem with faith, you will rely on men. Then you will put the blame on others, you will quarrel, you will struggle with others, you will argue with others, and if you sow evil in this way, then enemies, devil and Satan will give you even more hardships, more difficulties. So the problems will get even more tangled, more complex. They will become more complex. So we have to solve the problem only with faith, only within the truth, only with faith, hope, and love, and thanksgiving and joy. Then there's no problem that can't be solved by faith, hope, and love, thanksgiving and joy. Then as we pray, God will teach us in our heart, tell us in our heart the ways to take. Even if people make create these rumors, false rumors, then how do we have to react to this? Then it'll become only more tiring and tiring. But if you just rely on God, we can understand that it is only our blessing that He is molding us into a better best. I'd like to ask you at this point, when we hear about the difficulties that the shepherd is going through, you are saddened, and most members, you are seeking the will of God. And as God said, it is a great turn of the events. You believed that, and you believe that this is the time for our church to stand even more firmly. But sometimes, you shouldn't, sometimes there are some people who might be trying to put the blame on somebody. That's not the way it is. Oh, the secretary bureau, they didn't do their job properly. Oh, they made a mistake. That's not what we are supposed to say. I've been watching them, how they are working. They try their best. And whatever the false accusations they were making, they try to find the evidence. So they found the most evidence for most of the against most of the accusations. And also the lawyer, he tried his best, and he trusts our shepherd. And how come the result is like this? That's why we need the help of God. And for if God helps us, it'll be done in an instant. That's why we have to keep on going with faith. Of course, we have to do what we have to do. Of course, we have to try our best. Proverbs 21:31 says, "We prepare the chariots and horses for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord God, belongs to the Lord." So whether we win or not, it is in the hands of God. Of course, we have to prepare the chariots and the horses. But the victory belongs to God. Only when He gives it to us, we can win it. We can get it. I've never seen any of the church members now, but oh, it's because the secretaries, they didn't do their job properly. I've never met any of the church members. But I still ask you, the secretarial bureau, the workers there, the lawyer, they did their best. And when I met the senior pastor midway, he heard some things about these things going on. I heard from him that who would I trust except the secretaries? And also, I was watching them. I've been watching them. I am his daughter. I've been watching them, whether or not they are really trustworthy. Of course they are. They've never done anything, anything that could put the shepherd in jeopardy. And they didn't do anything wrong. So they try their best with the wisdom of God, but we need more time. That's the will of God. We need more time for us to be changed. God is waiting for us to be changed. So now we have to do what we have to do. We shouldn't put the blame on anybody, but we should be united as one. So our faith and hope and love will move the heart of God so that we can bring down the answer of God. That's what we are supposed to do now. So now what do we have to do? We have to rejoice. We have to pray continually and give in everything give thanks. So the special Daniel prayer meeting is over, but how did you pray during those days? Most of you fasted and prayed fervently. But while there were some people like that, there were many other leaders who didn't do that as well. So we can check whether we really had faith. But now, another chance is given. The chance is extended. Let us rejoice together. Pray hard. Shepherd, our senior pastor, has been teaching us to believe in God. It's not that trust the shepherd and not believe in God. It doesn't mean just because senior pastor is not here, there's no God. It doesn't mean there's no heaven. It doesn't mean our faith life should be at ease. Senior pastor never taught us that way. What senior pastor taught us is that we have to believe in God first. We have to love God first. When he's not around, we have to believe in God even more. We have to pray even more. We have to be faithful even more. We have to keep the church even more. We have to give to God even more. Just because he's not around. the leaders, if you complain, if you are jealous, or if you don't trust each other, we've never lived that kind of life. We always have loved each other, trusted each other, and according to the teachings of the senior pastor, we have been keeping the church, doing the ministry, doing the good work. If we give the offerings to the church, it's not that a senior pastor takes it away or I take it away. We give the salaries to pastors and the full-time workers, and also we do the charitable work, and we do all the maintenance and managing the church itself. And we did the world evangelism. And so through your offerings, all these things were, all these ministries were accomplished, and the committee, finance committee is taking care of it. We have dozens of them, not just a couple, but dozens of them. So they check with each other. They cross-check each other. And also everything is, every expenditure is approved by so many people, not just one or two. So that is why in every General Assembly every year, you receive all the financial reports. Of course, we can't tell you every single expenditure that is happening every single day, but we always give you the details of the expenditures, or annual overall expenditures annually. So if you have any questions, you can go to the General Affairs Office, and you can check with the Financial Committee all the time. Even though I am here, I am acting senior pastor, I don't know what exactly they are doing. Of course, I receive the reports, but I trust them because there are dozens of them. So that's how we've been trusting each other. But just because there is no, just because senior pastor is not around for some time, I'm sorry, but did the workers become thieves? No, of course not. That's not possible. They are not such people. Just because senior pastor is not around, you didn't go out to the world, you didn't become unbelievers. The same with all the workers, all the volunteers and the workers. If you have any, if you become thieves, if you steal from God, they know what kind of disasters, what kind of curses they have received. And suddenly you don't trust them? Of course. That's not the case. That shouldn't be the case. So you trust each other, and sometimes, but in those difficulties, you have to be united. But there are people, there were people who were creating these rumors that, oh, I can't trust the workers, so I don't give the offerings to the church. You give the offerings to God, not the church. Just because the church is getting more offerings, I don't get any more salary. With your offerings, we do the charitable work, we do the world evangelism, we manage the church. So that is your heavenly reward. So we trust, we believe in God. And who do we believe? We believe in God. We believe in the Lord. So I hope we'll all be united as one from now on. So those who have faith, they only follow goodness and truth even in difficulties. 1 Peter 4:19 says, therefore those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. When we suffer, we have to rely on God. If we rely on man, if we rely on some other people, you know, they're not almighty. Things might change later on. But if we rely on God, the Creator, the Almighty Creator, there's nothing to worry about. And to rely on God, we have to do good. We have to follow goodness, the way of goodness. So this is the deed of faith. You think you have faith, but in difficulties you do evil? So that means you don't have faith. If you do evil, that means you have no faith. If you have faith, you will only follow the way of goodness. If you complain, if you quarrel, you can't receive help from God. But even if you are attacked for no reason, without a cause, if you just follow the way of goodness, then God will be on your side. We can see this from the example of David. David was harassed and persecuted and by King Saul. And yet, even though David had a chance to kill Saul, he didn't. Two chances. He didn't. When Saul was chasing him with 3,000 men, he was being chased, but rather he had a chance to kill Saul. So David's men, they encouraged him to kill him. They said, in 1 Samuel 24:4, the man of David said to him, "Behold, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I am about to give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you.'" They said so because they didn't have the goodness of David, as much goodness as David did. So God gave you this chance, David. God gave you this chance so you can kill him. They even quote the word of God. But what did David think? What was his will? It was to treat him only with goodness. So he arose and cut off the edge of Saul's robe secretly. And yet, still, at the moment, Saul was moved and it seemed he changed, but he didn't really change. So later, he tried to kill David again. But God was on the side of David who pursued goodness. So through those trials, God made him into a big vessel, big enough to be the greatest king in Israel. In trials and persecutions, you might feel that it is a big problem and things will never get better, but as long as God is on our side, we will win the victory eventually. I've been watching the ministry of the shepherd all throughout these years, and sometimes I've been thinking, senior pastor, he is so patient with them. If he didn't show that kind of goodness, he wouldn't have suffered in this way. And when I lacked goodness, I was thinking like that. You know, if senior pastor was strict enough, if he just punished them, he wouldn't have had to suffer so much. You know, those people, they give out evil. He didn't forgive them, but if he just punished them, he wouldn't have had to suffer so much. Sometimes I thought in that way, it's because I didn't have the goodness of the shepherd, just like the man of David here. But if you store up, as I stored up more goodness upon goodness, then I could begin to understand the heart of the shepherd little by little. Even if I suffer so much because of those evil people, you want to forgive them. You want to give them chances. Even though you yourself might suffer so much, you don't regret. Can you understand this goodness? If you can, let us be able to understand it. Let us become like the shepherd. If you follow goodness, sometimes you might suffer hardships. You know, if you want to follow goodness and not suffer at all, it's not possible. Now, those evil people, they don't just leave the good people. Look at all the movies or dramas and everything, novels and everything. Now, without evil people, there is no story. Without evil people giving hard time to good people, there's no story. There's no conflict. But evil, they will harass and persecute good people. And yet, the good people, they will understand them. They will just humble themselves. Sometimes I felt it was, I'm not saying I'm perfect already, but as I saw and witnessed the goodness of the shepherd again and again, I realized goodness is so beautiful. Knowing that you will suffer. You just choose goodness. You just choose to forgive. Because he has only goodness. He can show only goodness. So that's why I prayed again and again to resemble him. Cultivate that kind of goodness in me. So even if it seems like you will suffer, you will go through hardships because of evil people, you still endure with them. You still forgive them. And to receive this kind of answers from God, You have to have faith, and faith, hope, and love. If your choice was evil, you can't expect any glory of God, victory of God. It means you didn't have faith. Just because you were attacked groundlessly, you attacked back, and it means you don't have goodness, you don't have faith. You didn't rely on God. So you can't escape from these difficulties. You can't receive the, get the victory of God. Trials are blessings. Only when you believe that they are blessings, and only when you overcome with faith. But of course, as long, even if your faith is little, you can turn this trial into blessing by showing your faith as much as you can, trying to overcome it, overcome those trials with faith as much as you can, the best you can. Then your faith will increase. Just because your faith is little, it doesn't mean you can't overcome any trials. You'll have to suffer all the time. If you try to take after the examples of the patriarchs, their deeds of faith, then you can, and try your best, then trials will be your chance to overcome, to increase your faith. So I hope you will rely on God and turn the trials into blessings. Secondly, those who have faith, they will be full of hope of heaven. So even in hardships, you will not be discouraged. Hope lets you see the spiritual realm that is behind the trials. So even in difficulties, you are still faithful. You don't put the work of God behind you just because you don't neglect the works of God just because you are in hardship. You have faith that God takes care of everything for you, so you can still be faithful in your church duties. Oh, you are so sad that the shepherd is suffering so much, and you couldn't do anything, or your trials are so hard that you couldn't do anything. It means you can't really receive get the help from God. But even though there are so many trials, so many difficulties, as long as you have faith in God, you will be faithful to your duties, God-given duties. And you pray that God will give you the strength. And also, in difficulties, you see the lies and evil deeds of the evil people. So, in turn, your faith, your hope in heaven increases. So you're even more strengthened to do your duties. Just because there are trials, you weep and you cry. That is not what God wants of us. Even though there are so many hardships, you can rejoice because you have hope of heavenly kingdom. Hope for the kingdom of heaven. So then God gives you the grace in worship services, in prayers, when you praise God. God gives you the strength. So you feel that God loves you, and you feel, you know that there is the will of God. He will give you blessings at the end of those trials. So you can still be happy, and you can still rejoice. It's like the believers in the early church. They were persecuted so much, but they overcame with faith. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18 says, therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. The light affliction, it's for momentary. It's momentary. Compared to the eternal glory, compared to the weight of the eternal glory, the sufferings and affliction, today it's light. This is hope. This is faith. The Apostle Paul and he was giving hope, trying to give hope to the believers in the early churches. They were persecuted. so much, and yet the afflictions, it was light, they were light compared to the weight of the glory of heaven that would be given later. We had difficulties in the 36 years of history of Manmin. There were sometimes these hardships were so grave, so heavy, and yet we had much more happy days. We've been seeing the power of God through the shepherd. Every year we had happy moments, so many events, so many testimonies. We were happy, and we wanted to, we could focus on circumcision of our heart, circumcising our heart. But we have this only momentary suffering, so momentary affliction, and if we can't overcome, if we can't show any faith and hope, it means we rejoiced and we gave thanks only when things were good. But if we can still rejoice and give thanks in these afflictions, so this is a time for us to show our faith and hope and joy while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Like the patriarchs and the members of the early church, I hope we'll have that kind of faith and hope. Not just when things are good, but also when things are bad. But those who don't have faith, they look at the reality. They get discouraged. They lose heart. They lose the fullness of the strength, fullness of the Holy Spirit, and they can't pray, so they can't fulfill their duties. And they just say, oh, I'm so powerless. I don't have the strength. But it means they don't have faith and hope. You lose strength because you don't have faith and hope. In those times, you have to try to please God and pray that you can receive faith and hope and joy and thanksgiving. So this is how we live each day of our lives, overcoming this hard world. That's how Senior Pastor and Mrs. Lee lived right after the Senior Pastor was healed of 7 years of illnesses, sicknesses. He was healed of all his diseases by God's power at once, but they had to worry about making ends meet every day. And yet, they had the joy of meeting God. They had the joy of being saved. So they didn't look at the reality. So they only they all the time talked about God, heaven, and it was just a one-bedroom, such a small one-bedroom house, so poor. And so the neighbors, all the neighbors, they knew about them, how they lived. And Myung's mom, they were asking her, how could you be so happy? How could you sing all the time? Because they knew what kind of situation she was in. And she'd begin to preach the gospel right away. My husband was healed by God's power at once after 7 years of sickness, so I'm so happy. I'm saved. I'm so happy. So their lives itself, their life itself was a testimony to the living God. So many people, they were evangelized. So this is the kind of life that God desires of us to live if we have faith and hope. There are many believers, especially in Chinese parish, they try to please God, they try to please the senior pastor, and they preach the gospel, they take care of the members, and I'm sure you are happy to see that. Hear their testimonies. And God was so pleased, and they must have looked so lovely. So they received many rewards in the award ceremony of the special Daniel prayer meeting. And they blessed them so much. So we can follow their example. And many leaders say, we will keep the flock of the shepherd. And I'm very thankful. And the cell leaders especially, they said they made up their mind to keep the flock of the shepherd. They will not lose the flock of the shepherd. And I'm sure God is so pleased with their professions. So I hope you will be full of faith and hope and love from now on. And thirdly, those who have faith, what do they do? Like the patriarchs and the apostles, they overcame thinking of the love of the Lord. And they compared their sufferings with the sufferings of the Lord. And they thought of the love of the Lord to overcome all the hardships. The senior pastor said, my sufferings were not harder than those of the Apostle Paul. Maybe, probably, now he's able to say he went through the hardships as much as the patriarchs or the Apostle Paul did. Anyway, he has been overcoming all the hardships only with faith, hope, and love. He has shown faith that could please God. So he didn't want to take care of himself, care for himself, but only the souls. So because he loved God so much, he obeyed God in everything, in any difficult thing, and he dedicated his life for their souls. So if we really love the shepherd, what kind of attitude should we have had? We should have prayed harder, fasted to please God. We would have given more offerings to the church. We would have done more voluntary works. We know how much offering our senior pastor is giving to the church. Through those offerings, we do the world evangelism, most of the charitable work. So, aren't we supposed to do it instead of him, on his behalf, to expand the kingdom of God? I believe we have to follow after his example, not to show to somebody else, but because God is watching us. We should have volunteered even more. We should have dedicated ourselves even more. We should have tried to keep the flock even more. So let us check ourselves as to whether we've been doing this, actually. And let us change ourselves. And seeing Mrs. Lee, I thought that the power of love is so great. In physical sense, it is so sad. But because she believes in God, she's been praying hard and she's been keeping the church. And she has been trying to keep the flock of the shepherd. She didn't have time to look after herself. Sometimes she was tired. Sometimes she had something like fatigue. Sometimes she was so tired. But she never was bedridden. After the Daniel prayer meeting, she says she's a bit tired, but next day, she's perfectly fine. This love let her overcome any kind of physical tiredness or exhaustion or fatigue. So this power of love is so great. At first, senior pastor also asked, and I also asked that nobody tell her what the senior pastor's situation is. She came to know about his situation only in June. So we couldn't really talk freely until then. It's because Mrs. Lee, she is so feminine and she has this very weak mind. And senior pastor was worried that she could maybe even faint. But anyway, she heard from somebody and she asked us again. So, and we were worried that she had to lead the Daniel prayer meeting. And she said boldly, don't worry about me. I will lead the Daniel prayer meeting powerfully, and she never was bedridden even for one day. Isn't this the part of love? The love in the Father God and the trust in the Shepherd. And how was it with you? If you think about the grace you received, the blessings you received in this church, you'd have been so thankful, full of gratefulness. Then you'd have answered as to how you're supposed to act in these situations. In case of Pastor Kwon Kyu Lee, he's delivering messages. He got his baby after 13 years of marriage by the power of God. They couldn't get a baby. They couldn't conceive. They were infertile. And nothing worked, even by medical means. So they just decided to have some pets, pet dogs. They would just raise dogs. But they conceived a baby in 12 years of marriage. So both the couple, they became pastors. He graduated from the graduate school of Seoul National University. He was a professor, and he's faithful to the church, both of them, husband and wife, because they received so much grace. And you also received so much grace and blessing from God in this church. And I'd like you to be faithful to God. And we never had to go to the hospital because we were healthy. We were protected in accidents. Our hearts were changed by the holiness gospel, and we pursued goodness, and we were at peace and happiness. We felt like we were actually touching heavenly kingdom. We were actually seeing heavenly kingdom with our own eyes. And with the grace of the shepherd, we received so much love and grace. So also with the love we received, we can forgive anybody who gives us a hard time, so we can be true children of God. And I'm very grateful to you that you've been keeping the church, and let us be united as one, and let us keep on going. Let us sow only faith, hope, and love. And let us reveal the glory of God together. Let me conclude the message. How are you spending these days? Through these days, our faith should increase. Our love for God, the Shepherd, and the love and for souls must increase, must have increased. Should have increased. And how did you overcome all these trials? If you lacked anything, let us fill them up and apply love in our lives. And as I said, since last Thursday, there are text messages, encouraging text messages. Let me read them out. I hope our Father God will also be encouraged. And you will be encouraged. And let me read out some of them. Cell leader Eun Suk An. Abraham tried to give his son as burnt offering until the last moment. He actually tried to kill him. And Daniel was actually thrown into the lion's den. And I believe all this is the chance of blessing of God. Sang Hee-yun, we are here through the sacrifice and love of the shepherd. Senior pastor only taught us the word of God, and he only practiced the word of God. Since the trials of blessing in 98, our faith increased very much, and I also look forward to the blessings that the Father will give us after these days, these trials. And we will keep the flock and practice the Word of God and keep the church until the shepherd returns. Eugene Im, the reason I believe in the ministry of the shepherd is because I was healed of epilepsy. Epilepsy is not curable by any medical science. But by the work of God, I was healed in an instant. And through this event, I trust the providence of God through the shepherd. And even after 50 years or 100 years, I don't care. It's only a process. I just shed my tears thinking of the love of the Father who is cultivating human beings. And the Father is enduring in all these things. So I shed tears of thanksgiving. I'm so thankful that we can be united as one through this trust. And I'm very happy with this life. Myeon Kim, I believe in the Father and in the goodwill of the Father. I believe the Father will fulfill His will through Manmin and through their shepherd. And I believe it is the love of the Father in any situation. We will overwhelmingly overcome. And I have this strong will, even stronger than before, because we believe that we will overwhelmingly overcome with love. Love of God. And also, Soyoung Jo. Today will be another beginning point. It's a marathon. We will endure with faith and we'll keep on running until the end. The shepherd trusts us, the church members, and he believes that we will bear the fruit of faith and fruit of endurance. This reality that we see is only is nothing. The actual entity is the spiritual realm. We are full of hope. Hyung Cho, before I came to this church, I was cold. I was a cold person. But my life turned around after meeting the shepherd. It is warm and it is happy. On Thursday, we distributed the kimchi we made. We shared the kimchi we made with 20 families, 20 households. They were more thankful than before. Some of the church members, they received it with tears. And all these people, they were saying, "Oh, our shepherd, precious shepherd." Some of the church members, they texted me that they will pray fervently and go forward with perfect faith. They are being born as a perfect fruit, beautiful fruit, much more than we expected. I will keep the flock and the church that has been accomplished through the tears and sacrifice and devotion of the shepherd for the last 36 years. Pastor Jina Kim, we are happy because of the shepherd. When my family gathers, we often talk about what would have happened to us if we hadn't met the senior pastor. My mother would have died already, but she was healed of cancer and cerebral apoplexy, and she is healthy now. And we are changed by the love of God, my brother and me, and we encourage ourselves together to be more faithful. Myung-suk Jung, I feel the love of God who is standing us up as the believers of Church of Philadelphia, who stand firm in any kind of storms or hardships. We are taking root firmly as the flock of the shepherd. And Anonymous, This is the chance to show our faith before God. Just as Daniel was wrongfully accused and was thrown into the lion's den, that was the end. It seemed like it was the end, but that was the beginning of God's work. And from now, it is the beginning of the great turn of the events. And your faith is great, all Mami members. And nobody is asking you to do that, but you voluntarily make these professions of faith. You voluntarily sent to me these text messages. I introduced to you only some of the text messages. I believe you profess the same. 1 Peter 4:12 to 13 says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing so that also at the revelation of His glory you may rejoice with exultation." 1 Peter 1:7 says, "So that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. All the trials and hardships, you may overcome them with faith, hope, and love, so that you will be great exaltation of God." Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.